Edge Game Day with In the Dugout, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
To catch up with people like Grand Island who have high school baseball, so that shows one of the reasons they have a lot more we have a lot more games than they do. But we both have 15 wins. We played each other really tough. I look for a really good game.
This is, I guess, one of those teams that we kind of circle on our calendar and circle on our schedule. This is a game that we normally like to win.
Kearney, Grand Island. I don't have to say a word to get the guys ready to play for those two teams. They really respect those programs. They really know they're in for a tough game. So those are two games we do gear up for.
You mentioned high school baseball. Have we caught up now to the high schoolers?
Yeah, I think we have. You know, we're 33 games in, and so we have no excuse right now that we didn't have high school baseball. And I've been of the belief that it's about this time of the season that the advantage goes back to us a little bit, because we're not as tired as some of those teams that have high school baseball. We start seeing it especially early in July with some of those teams. So at this point, the fact we don't have high school ball is absolutely no excuse. We've got 33 games. We should be ready to play.
Yeah, not been playing too shabby as of late. Have we really made the turn in the season right now?
I think we have. And, you know, as coaches, this was a young team, and we had to learn a few things about some players, what they could and couldn't do. We've got our lineup pretty much solidified. It only changes by the guy that's pitching, but you know, our middle infield is playing really well. Reimer and Spilenick at Reimer at short, Spilenick at second. Our outfield is making plays out there. We've got a lot of speed generally in the outfield, so I think we're coming together as a team, and I look for us to have a really good last third of the season.
Coach, you know, one guy who has really done the job on the mound for you, and he picked up a win again over the weekend, is Mason Spilenick. He's got four complete games now. He was on the hill when Hastings beat Lincoln North Star 18-3 in the tournament. That's when good has really come on pitching-wise for you.
He has. Mace is 4-1. He's four straight complete game wins. If you don't get to him early, you're not going to get him. And in his last two wins, North Star put up three runs early. We scored 18, so it didn't matter. But Mace gets stronger. The thing about Mace is that he adjusts, and he figures out where that strike zone is with the umpire, and he adjusts, and that's one reason that he's been so successful so far.
All right, it's a Grand Island home Federal in town to take on Hastings tonight. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings Five Points Bank and Grand Island Home Federal, kind of a battle of the banks here tonight at Duncan Field as they meet for the third time this season. As we check Grand Island Home Federal, Coach, it looks like a pretty good hitting ball club. At 273 is their team batting average, so a team that can carry some sticks here.
Yeah, they do, and we know which guys we can pitch to and which guys we have to kind of be more careful with. I'm more impressed with their defense and their pitching. You know, it depends on who they put out there on the hill, like everyone, but they're a good, solid team. Like I said, they're 15-9 coming in, and they play a tough schedule like we do. So it's a program we respect, and we hope to really play a good game against them tonight.
Xander Schmidt is going to be a guy we turn to on the hill tonight for Hastings.
Yeah, Xander, we brought him pretty slow. We only pitch him once a week now because he had a little bit of a strain in his bicep. That's clearing up. We pitched him last week against Kearney, this week against Grand Island. If this weekend we'd get to the championship round on Sunday, he might pitch that type of game. Otherwise, you won't see him again until next week. So he's, you know, he's clearly, between him and Mason, they're clearly our number ones. You know, you could pick either one of them, and you're going to be in the baseball game.
Conditions tonight going to be hot and steamy, to say the least, here at Duncan Field. Getting out on Grand Island and playing with the lead, is that the key tonight?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think if we could put some runs up early, take the pressure off of X pitching. He does pitch well under pressure, but, you know, it'd be nice if he'd get a 3-4 run lead early. You know, you can go challenge hitters, and so, you know, that may be a key. I don't know. I'm hoping we hit the ball like we did over the weekend, where we were averaging over 10 hits a game. If we do that and hit at the right time, we're going to be in good shape.
Well, it's easier to manage a ball club when we're hitting 10 hits a game, isn't it?
Yeah, the coaches were talking about that. We beat North Star 18-3, and we actually were ahead of Northeast 13-4 and gave up three cheap runs in the top of the seventh to them. But we were talking how easy it is to coach when you score those kind of runs.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
Steve Illingworth, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. Sonic Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Grand Island Home Federal tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard, Hastings. For envelopes, letterhead, brochures, business cards, newsletters, or forms, remember Vaughn's Printers. Stay tuned for the first pitch straight ahead on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to hot and steamy Duncan Field here tonight as we get sent for American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS tonight. Grand Island Home Federal in town to battle Hastings Five Points Bank in our Battle of the Banks here for the American Legion baseball teams. As we get set to go between these two teams for the third time this season, each team has won twice, so the rubber game of the series here tonight between Hastings and Grand Island. Temperature is going to be at 93 degrees here at game time. The humidity is at 54%. It feels like 103 as we get going for American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings coming in a record of 15 wins and 18 losses on the season. Hastings going 3-2. In the Kearney Grand Island tournament over the weekend. Grand Island Home Federal also played in that tourney. They have a current record of 15 wins and 9 losses. As we mentioned, the third game of the season between these two teams, Grand Island Home Federal beat Hastings 9-4 back on June the 2nd. Ryan Bender was a losing pitcher in that ball game. Ben Reimer had 4 base hits and 4 trips to the plate for Hastings Five Points Bank. And Hastings came back to beat Grand Island on June the 5th by the score of 3-2. Winning pitcher that night was Blaine Gatz. He struck out 6 in 5 innings. Brandon Paganiban struck out 4 in the final 2 innings to get the save. So Hastings and Grand Island Home Federal going at it here tonight at Duncan Field. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, they will go with Xander Schmidt in the leadoff position. He'll be on the mound for Hastings as well. Xander Schmidt has a batting average of .358 on the season. On the mound, he is 1-1 with a 2.04 ERA. Graham Schneider will bat second. He'll be out in center field for Hastings. Schneider with a batting average of .265. Pat Opperman will be your catcher. He'll bat third. His batting average is sitting at .282. Ryan Bender will be your first baseman. He'll bat in the cleanup position in the number four spot with a batting average of .341. Matt Karloff will be your left fielder. He will bat fifth. His average at .315. Kyle Goldenstein will be your right fielder. He'll bat sixth. His average at .313. Blaine Gatz will play at third base tonight. He'll bat at the number seven position with a batting average of .286. Will Reimer at shortstop tonight for Hastings. He'll bat eighth with a batting average of .277. And Mason Spilnick will bat ninth. He'll be at second base tonight with his batting average at .232. The team batting average for Hastings coming into this one is at .289. So Hastings 5 points bank will go with Schmidt, Schneider, and Opperman. Bender, Karloff, and Goldenstein. Gatz, Reimer, and Spilnick in the ballgame here tonight for Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth. Grand Island Home Federal will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Will Bomsberger will be your pitcher. He'll lead off. His batting average is sitting at .337 on the season. Jaden Johnson will be your second baseman. He will bat second. His average is sitting at .257. It'll be Jordan Ramirez batting third. He'll be out in right field. The batting average is .352. Chance Quilpaña will be your third baseman. He'll bat fourth with a batting average at .347. Carlos Rodriguez will be your catcher. He'll bat fifth with a batting average of .315. Kyle Simons will be your first baseman. He'll bat sixth with a batting average of .191. Alec Waters will be your shortstop for Grand Island. He'll bat in the number seven position with a batting average of .268. Bo Johnson will be your left fielder. He'll bat eighth with a batting average of .224. And Tanner Meyer will be your center fielder. He'll bat in the number nine position. His batting average is sitting at .232. Grand Island is a team now hitting in a clip of .276. So Grand Island Home Federal goes with Bomsberger, Johnson, and Ramirez. Quilpaña, Rodriguez, and Simons. Waters, Johnson, and Meyer in the starting lineup tonight for Grand Island manager Tino Martinez. Again, Grand Island 15-9 on the season. Hastings coming in 15-18. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank member, FDIC. Hastings going to be dressed in their white uniforms here tonight. That's the good news. With the steamy conditions, white uniforms with their red lettering across the front. Their white and blue baseball caps here tonight. Grand Island Home Federal going to be dressed in their away uniforms tonight. They'll be in their gray pants with their red tops trimmed and lettered in white and blue as they come to bat here in the top half of the first inning. And the pitcher for Hastings out there is going to be Xander Schmidt. Xander, again, a record of 1 win and 1 loss on the season. His ERA is sitting at 2.04. Xander has thrown 24 innings so far for Hastings 5 Points Bank. In those 24 innings, he has given up 22 hits and 10 runs. Seven of those have been earned. He's allowed 21 base on balls. He has struck out 21 batters, and he's hit 2 batters. So Xander Schmidt, 1-1 in the season. His last appearance was a week ago in that ball game against Kearney. Xander Schmidt, and that one went 7 innings as that one went into the extra innings. Xander Schmidt threw the first 7. Gave up 3 runs and 4 base hits. He struck out 4, walked 9 in that ball game. He did not figure in the decision as Ryan Bender came on and pitched the 8th inning. And that's the inning that Hastings lost to Kearney, losing the contest by the score of 4-3 in 8 innings. So Hastings trying to win the rubber game of the series with Grand Island Home Federal here tonight. It'll be a tough one. GI, usually a very competitive baseball team, very competitive. And they are off to a pretty good start here at 15-9. On the season. So the first 3 hitters we'll see here in the top half of the first inning will be Will Bomsberger, Jaden Johnson, and Jordan Ramirez. They come on to face Hastings, and our pitcher out there, Xander Schmidt, is just finishing his warm-up tosses out there preceding this ball game. Earlier tonight, the ball game just completed. Grand Island Wells Fargo played Johnson Imperial Homes out of Hastings. Wells Fargo won by the score of 13-2. Wells Fargo had 13 runs on 11 base hits and 2 errors. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes had 2 runs, three base hits, and 6 errors. Ball game stopped after 5 innings by the 10-run rule. Hastings scored 2 runs in the first inning, and that's all they got. Grand Island came up with 2 runs in the first, 6 in the third, and they put it away with 5 runs in the 5th inning as GI Wells Fargo knocked off Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes in the first ball game tonight by the score of 13-2. Lance Schmidt was a losing pitcher for Hastings. Can Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes had only three base hits in the ball game tonight. Brady Statton had one. Lance Schmidt had one. Ryan Kern had one. As G.I. Wells Fargo blasts Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes in the first ball game tonight by a score of 13-2. So we're set to go here in the top half of the first inning. This one scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. As we said, very hot, very steamy here today as we get ready for baseball action. And when Roy, as said, Xander Schmidt is in his windup. Here's the first pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to Will Bomsberger. His batting average coming in here is sitting at .337 on the season. The leadoff position for GI Home Federal. Next pitch is going to be way up high for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike. Bomsberger is leading the team in base hits. He's got 80 base hits so far this season. 27 of those have been singles. He's got 18 doubles, 4 triples, and 5 home runs. He has scored 26 runs. He's knocked home 13 in this leadoff position. Will Bomsberger for GI Home Federal. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Here's the wind of the next hit pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. The shortstop, Will Reimer, calls for it, and he makes the catch. So Will Bomsberger will fly out to the shortstop, Will Reimer, to begin the ball game here for GI Home Federal. And now Jaden Johnson comes up there next. Johnson with a batting average of .257 on the season. He will play at second base here tonight for GI Home Federal. He leads the team in strikeouts right now with 14. He takes a look at the first pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Jaden Johnson. Johnson with a one home run. He's got 8 RBIs so far this season. He has scored 15 runs. The next pitch is going to be in there as well for a strike. So a good start here for Xander Schmidt. Nothing and two to Jaden Johnson. He is a right-handed hitter working against the right-handed throwing Xander Schmidt. The X out there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away back over the screen out of play. And the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes here to Jaden Johnson. Johnson has got 17 singles so far this year. He's got 12 doubles, 4 triples, and a home run. 8 RBIs, struck out 14 times so far this season. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Johnson. Johnson has walked 11 times so far this year. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. And the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Xander Schmidt on the mound for Hastings here in this one. Pat Opperman behind the plate. Ryan Bender at first base. Mason Spilnick at second base. Will Reimer at shortstop. And Blaine Gatz at third base. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be popped up. It stays in the infield. Bender, the first baseman, right on the line. Now he's going to grab the ball for the second out. So 2 batters and 2 fly balls that stay in the infield as Jaden Johnson flies out to the first baseman. Ryan Bender right on the foul line. That's going to bring up Jordan Ramirez next. He is the right fielder. Ramirez with a batting average of .352 as he comes to the plate here. He leads the team in doubles with 18 so far this season. He has struck out 11 times as he comes to the plate here and will take a pitch down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes here to Jordan Ramirez. Ramirez waiting on the next pitch, and here it comes. It's on the way. It's going to be outside the strike zone as well. So he gets ahead on the count here at 2 balls and no strikes. 24 singles for Jordan Ramirez. He's got 18 doubles. He's got 5 triples to his credit. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside the strike zone. And now Xander Schmidt is falling behind here at 3 balls and no strikes. He's got to come home with his pitch. 14 RBI so far for Ramirez this season. Here's the next pitch. It's a fastball. It's right down the pipe for a strike. 3 balls and 1 strike. So 14 RBIs and 12 runs scored for Ramirez, who's the right fielder defensively for GI Home Federal. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Xander Schmidt. That's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Walks was the problem when Xander was on the mound the last time out there. In fact, in that ball game against Kearney a week ago, hung around for 7 innings, but he had to work out of a lot of jams. He walked 9 in the 7 innings and struck out 4. Gave up 3 runs and 4 base hits during his time out there against Connie Runza a week ago. The first base runner for GI Home Federal is Ramirez. He's on there at first base now. And there's a bouncing ball right back to the pitcher. Xander Schmidt grabs it, runs it to first base, and the throw over to Ryan Bender is in time, and the inning is over as Chance Quilpaña knocks one right back to the pitcher, Xander Schmidt, and the inning is over. GI Home Federal scores no runs on no hits. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Grand Island nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. You can pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. So, Grand Island Home Federal had one base runner thanks to a walk in the top half of the first inning. And now we head to the bottom of the first with Hastings coming to bat here. Hastings 5 points back. We'll send up Xander Schmidt, Graham Schneider, and Pat Opperman here in the bottom half of the first inning of play. One of those guys reached the base pads. We'll see Ryan Bender here in the first. In the pitcher for Grand Island Home Federal tonight is going to be Will Bomsberger. Bomsberger wears number 7 in that red uniform here for GI Home Federal. So coming up first here is Xander Schmidt for Hastings. Hastings 5 points back has really got their offense cranked up here the past couple of weeks. They've raised their team batting average from around the 200 mark all the way up to 289. Xander Schmidt comes in here, one of the highest averages on the team. He's hitting at 358. In fact, that is the highest coming into this ball game here tonight. 34 base hits and 95 trips to the plate for Xander Schmidt. The pitcher for Hastings, and here comes the pitch by Bomsberger. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner right at the knees. So Will Bomsberger is a left-handed thrower here against Hastings 5 points tonight. As Xander gets in there from the right-hand batter's box. Here's the wind and the pitch by Bomsberger. That's going to be outside for a ball, and it's even up in one ball and one strike. Xander Schmidt with 5 baseline balls so far this year. He has struck out 12 times. Leads the team in doubles this year with 10. He's also got a triple and a home run. Driven home 23 runs as he knocks this one foul in the first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 to Xander Schmidt. Graham Schneider will be next, and then Pat Opperman as Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between Hastings and Grand Island here tonight. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Will Bomsberger. It's going to be swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. So Xander Schmidt goes down swinging here in the bottom half of the first inning. He returns to the third base dugout there and meets the manager for Hastings, Steve Illingworth, right on the top rung of the bleachers. Graham Schneider comes up there next. He's a center fielder. Graham with a batting average of 265 so far this season. He will dig in from the right-hand side, and here comes the pitch from Will Bomsberger that's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Graham Schneider. Schneider so far this year has got 18 base hits and 68 trips to the plate. He's walked 12 times. He has struck out 18 times. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and the count is even at 1-1. Those 18 strikeouts, they lead the team for Hastings 5 points this year. Schneider, out of those 18 base hits, he's got 1 double and 1 triple to his credit. No home runs. He's driven home 10 runs. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. That's now 2-1. Pat Opperman, the catcher, would be next for Hastings, and then Ryan Bender if Hastings can get a base runner. Bomsberger looking for the sign from his catcher, Carlos Rodriguez. He's in his full windup. Here comes the next pitch, swung out and missed. And the count is now at 2-2. So Xander Schmidt strikes out to begin the Hastings half of the first. And now Schneider has the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. As he waits on the next pitch from Bombsberger. Here it comes. It's going to be on the way, and it's going to be outside for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Graham Schneider. Kyle Simons down there at first base for GI tonight. Jaden Johnson at second base. Alec Waters at shortstop. And Chance Quilpaña will be over there at third base. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's knocked to the right side. Fielder by Simons, the first baseman. He races to the bag and records the out. So Graham Schneider grounds out to the first baseman and assisted there as Kyle Simons races Schneider to the bag. Gets there cleanly. And Pat Opperman comes up there next. Hastings 5 points. He's the catcher. Opperman with a batting average of .282 so far this season. Opperman has got 24 base hits and 85 trips to the plate. He has walked 16 times and has struck out 10 times. 5 doubles, no triples, no home runs. He has driven home 18 runs. Opperman batting in the number 3 position here tonight. And here comes the pitch by Bombsberger. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's 1-0. So Pat Opperman up there for Hastings. The catcher waiting on the next pitch from Bombsberger. Here it comes. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be down low. Ball gets away from the catcher, Carlos Rodriguez, but no damage done. Nobody on the base pads now for Hastings. And the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Pat Opperman of Hastings. Opperman has struck out 10 times so far this year. He has walked 16 times. He backs out of the batter's box. Gets the sign down there from the third base coaching box. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner right at the knees. Good pitch there by Will Bombsberger. And the count is at 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings 15-18 in the season. Grand Island 15-9. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. It's on the way. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. As Bombsberger nibbles away at the corners here. Now the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Bender anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle here for Hastings 5 points bank. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the first. No score between Grand Island and Hastings tonight. Here comes the next pitch by Bombsberger. It's going to be check swing foul back here to the screen. That remains at 2-2. Out in the outfield for GI tonight, you've got Bo Johnson out there in left field. Tanner Myers out in center field. And you've got Jordan Ramirez out in right field. Hot and steamy night here tonight. 93 degrees here at game time. That feels like 103 with the humidity. Next pitch is going to be outside and high. And now the count is 4-3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Opperman. The number 3 hitter in the batting order for Hastings 5 points bank here in the bottom half of the first inning. Bombsberger gets his sign. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again. First base side out of play. So the count remains at 3-2. Bombsberger has thrown a lot of pitches here to the first 3 hitters in the batting order for Hastings 5 points bank. Opperman has now worked the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. There's 2 men out here in the bottom of the first. Bombsberger again with a full windup. Next pitch is going to be outside, and Hastings has a base runner. Pat Opperman heads down to first base on a free pass. That's the first walk of the ball game given up by Bombsberger, and that's going to bring up Ryan Bender next. So Opperman, he walks for the 17th time here this season. And now Ryan Bender comes to the plate next. Bender, the second leading hitter on the ball club. Batting average is sitting at .341 in the season. He has walked a team high 25 times so far this year and has struck out 16. As he waits on the pitch and fouls it away on the first base side, nothing and one. So Ryan Bender, your batter here, he's got a team high 4 home runs on the season. He's got 24 RBIs, which also leads the team. Hastings now with 38 stolen bases on the season. Opperman has got one of those. As the next pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be down low for a ball. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike now to Ryan Bender. Matt Karloff would be next for Hastings. Taking the lead down there at first base is going to be Opperman. Holding it on will be Simons for Grand Island. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Nope, and nicked the outside corner. So they widen out the strike zone here, and Ryan Bender has a strike called on him here. 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's 2 men out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. Bombsberger wicking from the stretch. The next pitch is a fastball up around the shoulders. It's going to be outside the strike zone, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naturally, Bombsberger, a left-handed thrower here, getting a good look at first base over there as Opperman takes his lead. Simons The first baseman over at the bag. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to the plate. That's way outside. Rodriguez goes out to chase that one down, and the count is now full to Ryan Bender at 3-2. Hastings head coach Steve Ellingworth wanted to get off to a good start tonight and maybe get Grand Island down early in this ballgame. 3-2 here to Ryan Bender. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. No, they rung him up. A called third strike. Runner was going there at first base, and Ryan Bender is hit with a called third strike on the outside corner. So Grand Island gets out of the inning as Bender strikes out. Hastings scores no runs, no hits, no errors on Grand Island. One man left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Grand Island nothing. Hastings nothing.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Our internet service here at the ballpark, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net or you can call 866-756-4746. One inning in the books tonight. This one's scheduled for 7 between Grand Island and Hastings tonight. Each team awarded a free pass via a walk in the first inning of play. Neither team able to get that runner past first base. And now we head to the second inning. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order for Grand Island. It'll be Carlos Rodriguez, Kyle Simons, and Alec Waters coming to the plate here, with Xander Schmidt coming back out for Hastings to throw inning number 2. So Carlos Rodriguez is your batter here for Grand Island Home Federal. He will step in from the right-hand side as he waits on the pitch here from Xander Schmidt. Rodriguez waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's on the way, and it's going to be in there for a strike. So both pitchers throwing strikes here in this early portion of the ball game. Rodriguez, 18 base hits and 57 trips to the plate. He's got 14 singles. He's got 4 doubles, no triples, and no home runs to his credit this year. He has driven home 18 runs. His batting average is sitting at .315 in the season. Rodriguez on the season is walked 12 times. He has struck out just 3 times. He is behind in the count here at no balls and 2 strikes. The number 5 hitter in the batting order for GI Home Federal. The right-hander, Xander Schmidt, winds and throws one to the plate. That's going to be a fastball. It's going to be up high and outside. 1-2. Into the first ball game here tonight, it was GI Wells Fargo beating Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes 13-2. Game stopped in 5 innings because of the 10-run rule. Next pitch is going to be popped up behind the plate, coming back to the screen. The catcher is Pat Opperman, and he can't get to it as the ball falls about 2 rows deep into bleachers here. Good crowd on hand tonight here at Duncan Field, enjoying the nice warm weather. Hot summer night here at Duncan Field. Enjoying this one between Grand Island and Hastings. Third time of the season these two teams have played. This is the rubber match here tonight. Both teams winning once earlier in the month of June. The count, 1-2 here to Carlos Rodriguez, the catcher for GI Home Federal. Here comes the next pitch from Xander Schmidt. It's on the way. It's going to be a fastball that stays down low for a ball. And it is now 2-2 to Carlos Rodriguez. Simon's on deck. Alec Waters in the hole. And we'll see Bo Johnson if Grand Island can get a base runner here in this second inning of play. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on the way now from Xander. It's going to be down low, scooped up out of the dirt by the catcher, Pat Opperman. Out in the outfield for Hastings tonight, you've got Matt Karloff out in left field. Graham Schneider is out in center field. Kyle Goldenstein is out in right field tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. So the second walk given up here in the first two innings by Xander Schmidt. And Grand Island Home Federal has now got their leadoff man on here in the inning. Al Simons comes to the plate next. His batting average is sitting at 191 on the season. So Simons batting in the number six position. Heading down to first base, the second walk of the night given up there by Xander Schmidt. Carlos Rodriguez will head down to the bag at first. Holding him on over there is going to be Ryan Bender, the first baseman for Hastings. Mason Spilenick at second base. Will Reimer at shortstop, and Blaine Gantz over there at third base. That's the Hastings defense. So a base runner is on for Grand Island. Carlos Rodriguez inching away from the bag. There's a throw over there. It's not in time. Xander Schmidt will try to keep that base runner close. Rodriguez, a little guy, might have some blazing speed over there for GI Home Federal. He's going to stay put now as that ball is going to be hit toward left field. Backing up is going to be Karloff. Going to his right over near the foul line. He's going to grab it for the out. Ball hit well by Kyle Simons. But Karloff gets a beat on it out there in left field and makes the catch for the first out of the second inning of play. That's going to bring up Alec Waters next. Waters is hitting 268 on the season as he comes to the plate. 18 out of 67 from the plate this year. He's got 18 singles, no doubles, no triples, no home runs, 12 RBIs. He has walked 11 times and he has struck out 13 times. And his batting average is 268 in the season. Waters batting in the number seven position tonight for GI Home Federal. Grand Island with the base runner on at first base, and there's one man out. There's a throw over there, and back in there is going to be Rodriguez. So each team has had a couple of walks. Grand Island has had two free passes. Hastings got one in the bottom half of the first. Nobody's got a runner past first base yet in this ball game. Nobody has had a base hit. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball on Alec Waters. And the count is sitting at one ball and no strikes. Winds are blowing in here at Duncan Field tonight. Out of the south at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Blowing in on the hitters at Duncan Field. Down the left field line, 370. Down the right field line, 367. 405 to the power alleys and 408. The straightaway center field here at Duncan. There's a ball that's going to be hit to right field. Goldenstein comes on. Goldenstein makes the catch. Now he throws it to first base. Do they have him? No, he's back in there safely. Nice catch out there by Kyle Goldenstein out in right field. And Goldenstein on the run throws it back to first base. And getting back in there was Carlos Rodriguez, a hit for a slide at the bag. He was on his way towards second base after the nice throw by Goldenstein. He had to put on the brakes and come back. So a nice play there by Kyle out in right field. That is the second out of the second inning. And that's going to bring up Bo Johnson next. He is a left fielder. Johnson wears number 13, and he'll be a left-handed hitter here for GI Home Federal at number 8 position. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Bo Johnson. 224 hitter is Johnson. 11 base hits and 49 trips to the plate. He's got 8 singles, a couple of doubles, and a triple to his credit so far this year. Rodriguez taking his lead down there at first base. There's 2 men out for Grand Island here in the top half of the second. Throw over the first. Not in time. Back in there standing up is going to be Carlos Rodriguez. Bo Johnson has walked 6 times, and he has struck out 9 times so far this year for Grand Island. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Grand Island went over 22 innings in the tournament over the weekend without an extra base hit. They finally got one late in that tournament in the final ball game against Omaha South. 2 balls and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside. The ball gets away from Van Opperman, and running down to second base is going to be Carlos Rodriguez. So a pass ball there on the catcher, Pat Opperman. So Grand Island has now got their runner at second base in scoring position. He'll take his lead down there now as Xander Schmidt will go to work on the batter, Bo Johnson, the number 8 hitter in the batting order. And the pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So there's the third walk of the ball game given up by Xander. And now Grand Island has got runners on it. First and second base. Kirby Wells, the ex-Hastings College pitcher, is the third base coach down there for Grand Island Home Federal this year. Kirby on the field right now, looking at his base runner down there at second base. That's Carlos Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees on the inside corner. No balls and one strike. Also on the staff for Tino Martinez is Husker player Cash Kalkowski. However, Cash, we understand, is now heading to Texas to play a summer baseball. He's on his way down there after coaching this American Legion baseball team for the first half of the season. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Tanner Myers, your batter for Grand Island Home Federal, the number nine hitter in the batting order. His average is at .232 on the season. Grand Island has got base runners on at first and second base with two men outs. Here's the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. Swung on and missed. And Meyer is now behind in the count at one ball and two strikes. So Tanner Meyer up there. He has walked three times. He has struck out 12 times so far this season. As he waits on this next pitch here from Xander Schmidt. Xander working from the stretch. The runner's on at first and second base. And now Tanner Meyer calls the timeout as he backs out of the batter's box. Meyer is a right-handed hitter. Xander Schmidt, a right-handed thrower for Hastings. Hastings now holding those base runners on right now defensively at first and second with two men out. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that stays up high for ball. Two balls and two strikes here. So Tanner Meyer is your hitter. He's got 10 base hits and 43 trips to the plate. Seven singles and three doubles so far this season. No triples and no home runs. He has driven home five runs. Chances do some damage right here with the runner on at second base. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And now it is three balls and two strikes. Well, you really want to concentrate on this guy. You don't want to pitch to Will Bonsberger, one of the leading hitters in the team. He would be next in the leadoff position. Grand Island with a runner at first. That's Bo Johnson. Carlos Rodriguez down there at second base thanks to a couple of walks given up here by Xander Schmidt. There's the next pitch. A swing and a miss outside. He goes after an outside pitch and comes up empty. Tanner Meyer strikes out in the ballgame. The first strike out of the contest for Xander Schmidt. That baby was way outside. But Tanner Meyer goes fishing there and comes up empty. Grand Island scores no runs in the second inning of play. No runs on no hits. No errors on Hastings and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Grand Island nothing, Hastings nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. And online at www.hastingslink.com. A lot of Major League Baseball going on tonight as well. American League stuff. In the bottom of the eighth inning, it's the Angels out on top of the Orioles by the score of 7-1. End of the eighth inning, the Yankees leading the Cleveland Indians 6-0. Bottom of the seventh inning, you've got the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox tied up at a run apiece. Bottom of the fourth, it is the Texas Rangers 5 and the Detroit Tigers 3. Middle of the fifth inning, it's Kansas City out on top of Tampa Bay by a score of 4-2. Bottom of the fifth inning, you've got Chicago over Minnesota 2-0. Later on tonight, the Athletics will play in Seattle against the Mariners. Gets to the National League scores here in just a second, as Hastings 5 Points Bank is up to bat here. Matt Karloff leads off the second inning of play. Karloff, the number five hitter in the batting order for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Then we'll see Kyle Goldenstein in this inning. Then Blaine Gatz, and if those guys can get aboard, we'll see Will Reimer. Will Bomsberger, your pitcher for Grand Island, and the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Matt Karloff with a batting average of 315 so far this season for Hastings 5 Points Bank. On base percentage at 495 for Matt. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, 1-1. Karloff has got 23 base hits and 73 trips to the plate. He has walked 13 times. He has struck out 15 times. Will Bomsberger, the left-handed thrower, in his full windup. Here comes the next pitch. Swung out and foul tap back to the screen. 1-2 the count. The 23 base hits for Karloff. He has got 4 doubles, and he's got no triples, no home runs. He has driven home 14 runs so far this season for Hastings 5 Points. 1-2 the count to him. Next pitch is swung on and foul tap right back into the glove of Carlos Rodriguez, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Will Bomsberger. So both pitchers playing well here, throwing well in the first couple of innings. Bomsberger for GI Home Federal. Xander Schmidt for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Runs right now look to be far and in between here in this ball game. Al Goldenstein will come up there next, and he will take a pitch down low for a ball. 1-0 to Goldenstein. His batting average is sitting at 313 on the season. Goldenstein's got 25 base hits so far this season. He knocks that one right back to Bomsberger on the mound, and he goes over to first baseman Kyle Simons and records the out. So an easy out there. Kyle Goldenstein knocks it right back to the pitcher. He gets it to Simons in plenty of time, and that records the second out of the second inning. Blaine Gatz comes up there next. Gatz is the third baseman. His batting average is sitting at 286 on the season. He's got 14 base hits and 49 official trips to the plate. Only 4 base on balls and 13 strikeouts this year for Blaine Gatz. As he takes a strike here right across the lettering on the front of the jersey. No balls and 1 strike on Gatz. He's playing at third base here tonight for Hastings 5 Points. Here comes the next pitch by Bomsberger. A fastball that's going to be inside and gets away from the catcher Rodriguez back to the screen. 1-1. Hastings had 1 base runner in the first inning thanks to a walk. Grand Island has had 3 free passes so far in their first 2 innings of play, but no runs scored. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed by Gatz, and again the ball gets away from the catcher Carlos Rodriguez back to the screen, and the count is at 1-2. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the second inning. No score between Grand Island and Hastings 5 Points Bank here tonight. Will Bomsberger rocks and fires. Here comes the next pitch. A swing and a miss. 3-3 for Hastings here in the second inning of play. That's strikeout number 4 already in the ball game for Will Bomsberger. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning with a score. Grand Island nothing, Hastings nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Grand Island and Hastings squaring off here tonight. We gave you the American League scores in Major League Baseball. Here's what's going on in the National League tonight. Top of the ninth inning, Cincinnati 4 and Milwaukee 3. Bottom of the eighth inning, you've got Philadelphia out on top of Pittsburgh by a score of 4-3. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Atlanta Braves 7, the Arizona Diamondbacks 1. End of the eighth inning, it is St. Louis leading the Miami Marlins by a score of 5-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, it's tied between the Mets and the Cubs at 3 runs apiece. End of the fourth inning, the Padres and the Astros tied up at 1 run apiece. Bottom of the third inning, the Nationals and the Rockies tied at 3 runs apiece. Later on tonight, you've got the Los Angeles Dodgers playing in San Francisco against the Giants. There's a high fly ball out to Graham Schneider in center field, and he records the out. That was Will Bomsberger to lead off the third inning, and he flies out to the center fielder, Graham Schneider. And now Jaden Johnson comes up there next. Johnson, he fouled out to the first baseman. First time up there in the first inning. So he's 0 for 1 so far tonight. Johnson with a batting average of .257 to start the night here tonight. Here comes the pitch from Xander Schmidt. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Jaden Johnson. No runs, no hits, no errors for Hastings so far in the ball game. No runs, no hits, no errors for Grand Island Home Federal. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and foul tapped. And the count is at no balls and two strikes to Jaden Johnson. Grand Island Home Federal has been blessed by three walks so far in the ball game. Hastings has had one base runner thanks to a walk from Will Bomsberger. There's the ball hit to right field. Coming on is going to be Goldenstein. He can't make the catch. Now a throw to first base. That's not going to be in time as Goldenstein quickly got it to first baseman Ryan Bender, but Jaden Johnson is across the bag there for the first hit of the ball game. So Johnson gets aboard here. Grand Island has now had a base runner in each inning. Jordan Ramirez comes up there next. He is the right fielder. Ramirez, he walked his first time up there in the first inning. His batting average is sitting at .352 on the season. As Ramirez comes up there for the second time here in this ball game, right-handed hitter, waiting on the pitch, and it's going to be a foul ball back here to the screen. Fouls it back. Nothing and one to Jordan Ramirez. He's got 24 base hits and 68 trips to the plate so far this season. 18 singles, 5 doubles, a triple, no home runs, and 14 RBIs. He has scored 12 runs. Batting in his number 3 position. There's a throw to first base, not in time, as Jaden Johnson is back in there. Ramirez has not walked the entire season. No walks, but he's got 11 strikeouts. And in the 24 games that GI Home Federal has played so far this season. Nothing and one here to Jordan Ramirez. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and two. Base runner is Johnson down there at first base. Ryan Bender will hold him on, the first baseman for Hastings. A little bit of a gap now on the right side of the diamond between Bender, the first baseman, and Spilnick, the second baseman. No balls and two strikes with one man out, throwing to first base, and diving back in there with a head first slide is going to be Johnson. Lights coming on now at Duncan Field as we enjoy this hot summer night here at the ballpark. Hastings looking for their 16th win of the season here tonight. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's swung on and hit toward third. Gantz has got it. He goes to second base. And it's right by the second baseman, Spilnick, in the center field. Back on his feet and heading down to third base is going to be Johnson. And now everybody is safe. GI Home Federal has got runners on at first and third. Hastings had the infield pulled in a little bit. Blaine Gantz picked it up on the hop at third base. He goes to the second baseman, Mason Spilnick, and he could not make the grab down there. So Ramirez is aboard. Thanks to an error on Hastings, and now GI Home Federal has got runners on at first and third base here in the third inning of play with one man out. And Chance Quilpaña, the third baseman, comes to the plate next. His batting average at .347. He hit one back to the pitcher his first time up there. So runners now on at first and third base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. The runner goes from first. There's a throw down there, and it gets by the second baseman. Spilnick threw his glove into center field. Coming in to score is going to be Johnson. On his way to third base is going to be Ramirez, and everybody is safe, and GI has a run in. So the second error of the ball game chalked up on Hastings. The throw from Opperman is actually cut off by Mason Spilnick right between the pitcher's mound and second base, but the throw got through his glove in the center field, and scoring easily on the play is going to be Johnson. So an error is going to be chalked up there on the second baseman, Spilnick. Run is in. 1-0 is the score. Grand Island has got the lead. So two errors here in this inning now for Hastings 5 points back. Leads to a run for GI Home Federal, and now a runner is on at third base. And there's only one man out. Quilpaña is going to be your batter here. And he gets ahead on the count at 3-0. So 3-0 the count here to Chase Quilpaña. He's the number 4 hitter in the batting. Already started the day with a batting average of .347. Here's the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. That's going to be the fourth walk of the ball game given up by Xander Schmidt. Again, he had nine. He had nine walks in seven innings last Wednesday night in that ball game against Kearney Runza. Now the catcher, Pat Opperman, out in front of the plate here, making the defensive call for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Coming up to the plate now for GI Home Federal. He walked his first time up there in the second inning. He started the day with a batting average of 315. So two errors on Hastings has produced the first run of the ball game, and GI Home Federal looking for more with runners on at first and third and only one man out. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one to Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos batting from the right-hand side. He's got 18 base hits and 57 trips to the plate, 14 singles and four doubles so far this year for Rodriguez. Waiting on the pitch here from Xander Schmidt, throw over to first base and diving back in there is going to be Chance Quiopana. Carlos Rodriguez has walked 12 times. He has struck out only three times this season. Carries that batting average of 315 into the ball game here tonight. Nothing in one of this account. Here comes the next pitch by Xander. It's going to be a fastball right at the knees. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Rodriguez is now behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. Grand Island has broken through here. They're on the scoreboard. 1-0 is the score. GI Home Federal over Hastings 5 Points Bank here tonight. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Another fastball. It's going to be up high this time. And it's now one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count to Carlos Rodriguez. He's the catcher. Kyle Simons, the first baseman, due up next for GI. Alec Waters, the shortstop, is in the hole here for head coach Tino Martinez. Next pitch. Well, they're going to throw it over the first base, and diving back in there again is going to be Chance Quiopana. Jordan Ramirez down there at third base for Grand Island. Quiopana is on at first base. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. There's a throw down to second base, and again it gets by the duel between Spilnick and Reimer into center field. Another error, and coming in to score is going to be Ramirez. And now head coach Steve Illingworth comes out. Thought maybe we had a catcher interference down there. That's not the case, but another run comes in to score. It's now a 2-0 ball game in favor of Grand Island Home Federal. That's going to be another error chalked up on Hastings to allow that runner to come in to score. So three errors now in the inning, two runs in. I think down to second base on the play is going to be Chance Quiopana, and here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. So Carlos Rodriguez heads back to the dugout. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game here for the pitcher Xander Schmidt. And Kyle Simons comes up there next. Now there's two men out. A runner is on at second base. Three Hastings errors here in this inning. Grand Island's got only one base hit, but they've got a 2-0 lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. Simons takes a whack at that one and sends it back to the screen. Nothing and one. He flew out to left field his first time up there. His batting average at 191 to start the day. Simons with 14 base hits, now in 74 trips to the plate. The speedy Chance Quiopana is down there at the second base for GI Home Federal. Xander Schmidt looks that way. Here comes a breaking pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now one ball and one strike. Simons playing at first base here tonight for Grand Island Home Federal. Right now he's in the right-hand batter's box waiting on the pitch from Xander Schmidt. Xander working from the stretch, comes center of the mound, looks at second base. Next pitch comes inside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Pat Opperman, back to the screen. And running down to third base on the play is going to be Chance Quiopana. That's going to be a wild pitch. That one is actually behind the hitter and Kyle Simons. Opperman cannot stick the glove out there, stick the mitt out there to knock her down. Comes back to the screen, so a wild pitch allows Chance Quiopana to head down to third base. Two balls and one strike here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is hit to left field. It curves over to foul territory. So two balls and two strikes here to Kyle Simons. Two runs in Grand Island so far in this third inning of play, thanks to three Hastings errors. Throwing the ball around here a little bit. Hastings has played pretty good defense as of late. But three errors in one inning here, and Grand Island is capitalized. Two balls and two strikes here to Kyle Simons. Runner at third base. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 3-2. Alec Waters would be next. Hometown fans getting a little restless here. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Is swung on and foul tap into the Hastings dugout on the third base side. So the guy remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings will play again tomorrow night. Seward going to be in town tomorrow for a single 7-inning ball game beginning at 8 o'clock. There's the ball again hit down the line in left field. That curves over into foul territory. That remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. We'll have more American Legion baseball tomorrow night as we catch up with Hastings 5 points back again. 7:45 for the pregame show right here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play in Lincoln this weekend in the Mike Peterson tournament. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's swung on and hit towards center. Graham Schneider looks up there and he makes the catch and the inning is over. Kyle Simons flies out to center to end the inning as Grand Island leaves the base runner stranded at third base. Grand Island scores two runs in the third inning of play on one base hit. 3 errors on Hastings and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score, Grand Island 2-0 Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, in the first ball game here tonight, it was Grand Island Wells Fargo beating Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes by the score of 13-2. Wells Fargo had 13 runs on 11 base hits and 2 errors. Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes with 2 runs, 3 hits, and 6 errors. Grand Island scored 2 runs in the first inning and 6 in the 3rd, 5 more in the 5th to put the thing away. Hastings scored both of their runs in the first inning of play. So Grand Island Wells Fargo with the wins over Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes in the opener tonight by a score of 13-2. Grand Island Home Federal now with the lead here over Hastings 5 points back. The score is 2-0 as we head to the Hastings half of the third. Will Reimer coming up for the first time. Mason Spilnick will follow him to the top of the order again. And Xander Schmidt. Will Bombsberger, your pitcher. There's a bouncing ball to the right side of the diamond. Johnson picks it up at second, goes to first base in time. Will Reimer is going to be thrown out of the play from second to first. And that's going to bring up Mason Spilnick next, the second baseman. Mason batting in the number 9 position here tonight for Hastings 5 points back. His batting average at .232 on the season. So Mason up there for the first time here tonight. 16 base hits and 69 trips to the plate as he steps in there for the first time. No doubles. He's got a triple. No home runs and 8 RBIs as he takes the first pitch here for a strike, 0-1. The 1 man out for Hastings here in the third inning of play. Grand Island Home Federal with a lead, 2-0. Hastings still looking for their first hit of the ball game. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike at the knees. And the count of 0-2 to Mason Spilnick. He has walked only 3 times so far this year. He has struck out 9 times. Waits here on the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains in 0 balls and 2 strikes. 8 RBIs so far this year for Mason Spilnick. Will Bombsberger looking for the sign from Carlos Rodriguez. He's got it. Full windup. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 5 in the ball game now for Will Bombsberger. For Grand Island, that's going to bring up Xander Schmidt next. He walked a man back in the first inning of play, but has mowed down everybody in order since then. He's retired the last 6 guys that he has faced, and now Xander Schmidt comes up there next. And he fouls away the pitch, out of play, 0-1. Hastings offensively did a great job over the weekend in that Kearney Grand Island tournament. He had 53 hits in the in the five ball games that they played. So far tonight, zero. Nothing in one. Here comes the next pitch way outside, and it's gone out even up at one ball and one strike. Xander Schmidt with a batting average of .358. He leads the team as far as batting average is concerned. 34 base hits and 95 trips to the plate. Baumsberger fires another ball in there. It's going to be swung on and missed. A breaking pitch. It's now 1-2. Hastings went down in order in the last inning. Had one walk in the first, and that's all they have gotten so far in the ball game. Two men out here in the third. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It is swung on and foul tap right in front of the dugout for Hastings. 5 points back in the third base side. The count remains at one ball and two strikes. In a game time tonight, 93 degrees was the field temperature. Back to the humidity in there was 103. Winds blowing out of the south here tonight. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up. First base side, foul territory, giving chase. First baseman Simons, and he can't get there. Goes out of play, so the guy remains with one ball and two strikes. Wind providing a little bit of relief here at Duncan Field tonight, blowing in 10 to 20 miles per hour throughout the night tonight. One ball and two strikes is the count here on Xander Schmidt. Leadoff hitter in the batting order, but batting third here in the third inning of play. 1-2 the count with two men out. Here comes the pitch from Baumsberger. It's going to be a fastball that stays up high for a ball. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grand Island coming in here 15-9 on the season. Hastings at 15-18. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch by Baumsberger. It's swung on, tapped down the line at third. Foul territory. Retrieved down there by Chance Quilpaña, the third baseman for Grand Island Home Federal. But coming back to grab the club here in the right-hand batter's box will be Xander Schmidt. Graham Schneider would be next if Hastings get Xander aboard here. And Pat Opperman is the only guy that's been on the base pad so far for Hastings. That was thanks to a walk back there in inning number one. We're now in the third with two men out. 2-0 is the score. Grand Island has got the lead. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 6 in the ball game now for Will Baumsberger. And for the second straight inning, Hastings goes down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 3 innings in the books tonight. This one's scheduled for 7 here at Duncan. The score, it's Grand Island 2, Hastings nothing.
New at Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill, daily lunch specials, only $5. Monday's a charburger with fries. Tuesday's a 6-ounce New York strip steak sandwich with side. Wednesday's a hot beef sandwich with side. And Thursday's a chicken fried steak inside. And on Friday, it's creamy chicken and noodles and mashed potatoes. Good service, great food, all at this low, low price of only $5 for a daily lunch special. At this price, you can't afford to eat at home. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill, 1216 West J Street and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 2-0 is the score as we head to the fourth inning of play. Xander Schmidt back out there for Hastings. Coming to bat will be Alec Waters for Grand Island Home Federal. He is the shortstop. He flew out to right field his first time up there. He's 0-1 tonight. .268 batting average for Alec Waters. So Xander Schmidt will go to work here. Pat Opperman behind the plate. Grand Island so far with only one base hit in the ball game. 4 walks given up by Xander Schmidt, and Hastings has committed 3 errors all in that last inning. Waters will take a pitch here right across the center of the plate for a strike. Nothing and one. Here comes the next pitch from Xander. Swung on. Hit towards short. Reimer has got it. Bobbles the ball. And that's going to be an error chalked up on Reimer at shortstop. Error number 4 in the ball game for Hastings as Alec Waters is aboard safely down there at first base. Bo Johnson comes up there next. So just as we talked in the pregame show about how well Hastings has played defensively, we put a jinx on Hastings here in this ball game tonight. Four errors in the first three-plus innings. Bo Johnson comes up there next. Johnson, he had a walk his first time up there. He's the number eight hitter in the batting order. Batting average at .224 in the season. That goes a runner at first base. The throw down there by Opperman is not going to be in time. It gets by the shortstop Reimer again. And in there at second base is going to be Waters. So a stolen base there by Alec Waters, and Graham Allen has got a man on in scoring position at second base. The count here on Bo Johnson is at one ball and no strikes as that last pitch was outside and down low. So now Grant Allen can work with a runner on at second and nobody out here in the fourth inning of play. Schmidt has pitched a pretty good ball game, but boy, no run support here tonight and no defense. The next pitch to Johnson, he squares around the bunt, pulls it back and takes a strike, one ball and one strike. In the big news sporting-wise today, university presidents across the nation have voted to establish a four-team playoff now to decide the national champion in football. That will begin in the year 2014. So beginning in 2014, we'll scrap the BCS system. We'll have a four-team playoff to determine the national champion in football. That's the big news in the sporting world today. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be outside, a fastball that misses. That's two balls and one strike. Pitch was outside again as Bo Johnson scored around the bunt. 2-1 the count. Also been advised today that Skip Berry, the play-by-play voice of the Tri-City Storm hockey team, is stepping down after several years on the job there in Kearney. So Skip Berry stepping down as voice of the Tri-City Storm today. The next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. Three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count here to Bo Johnson. Tanner Meyer would be next, and we'll see Will Bomsberger. Grand Island batting here in the top half of the fourth inning, already leading Hastings by the score of 2-0. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch, runner on at second base. Next pitch is going to be bunted down to third baseline. That's going to be in foul territory. So the count now goes to three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count here to Bo Johnson, a .224 batting average for Johnson so far this season. He's got 11 base hits in 49 trips to the plate. Six base on balls and nine strikeouts to his credit. Bats from the left-hand side. The count is full at 3-2 with nobody out for Grand Island here in the fourth. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So that's five walks now in the ball game given up by Xander Schmidt. Tanner Meyer comes up there next. He is a center fielder. He struck out his first time up there in inning number two. So he's 0-1 so far tonight, batting average of .232 in the season. Runners are now on at first and second base. And there's no men out here in the fourth inning of play as Tanner Meyer comes up there next. He's the center fielder. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch, looks for the sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman. Here's Meyer squaring around the bunt and fouls away on the first base side. Bender charging hard there at first base. But the pitch fouled into the first base dugout. The count goes to no balls and one strike here to Tanner Meyer. He is the number nine hitter in the batting order for GI Home Federal. The third game of the season between these two teams. Each team has won one of those games. Both of them here in the month of June. No balls and one strike here to Tanner Meyer. Xander Schmidt on the mound. Again, Meyer squares around the bunt. A fastball is going to be up high for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count here to the number nine guy in the batting order for GI Home Federal. We got the top of the order coming up there. Will Bomsberger anxiously waiting here for GI. Here comes the next pitch again. He squares around the bunt. Ball gets away from the catcher, Pat Opperman, and the runners will advance one. Meyer squared around the bunt. It was a strike here, but he did not draw contact. The ball just got away from the catcher, Pat Opperman, back to the screen. And now Tino Martinez is going to come out here and have a word with the home plate umpire. And now what are we going to have here? The runners are at second and third base as Tino Martinez will get an explanation on the play. Now they're going to go out and talk with the base umpire. Tanner Myers squared around the butt here at the plate. Pitch came inside. Maybe nicked the inside corner for a strike. But Meyer pulls the bunt back, and it got away from the catcher, Pat Opperman, back to the screen, allowing those base runners to move up a notch here. Tino is back to the first base dugout. Evidently, he is satisfied with the decision made there. The count is at 1-2 on Tanner Meyer, and the runners will stay put at second and third base. That's exactly what happened. Tanner took a strike on the inside corner. And the ball got away from Opperman, and the runners were able to advance to second and third base. So here comes the 1-2 pitch now. It's a breaking pitch that's hit towards second. Spilnick has got it at second base. His play is the first, and he makes the play there, but a run comes in to score. Tanner Meyer will ground out to the second baseman. Alec Waters crosses the plate for Grand Island. That makes it a 3-0 ball game in favor of GI Home Federal. Moving over to third base, and the play is going to be Bo Johnson. So Tanner Meyer grounds out to second to produce the run from Alec Waters. Now there's one man out here in the fourth inning of play. 3-0 to score. GI's got the lead. Will Bombsberger comes up there next. He is the pitcher. He is 0-2 so far tonight. Hits that one to Bender. The ball hits the bag at first. Bender trying to make the play on the ball. He grabs it. He goes over and touches the bag. And another run comes in to score. Johnson comes home to tap the plate to make it a 4-0 ball game. That one was hit right down the line. In fact, it goes ricocheting off of the bag there at first base. Ryan Bender makes the play on the ball as he snatches it, and he races Bombsberger to the bag at first. He gets there just in the nick of time. That's a 2-out now here in the fourth inning of play, but another run comes in to score. That makes it a 4-0 ball game. Grant Allen has scored 4 runs on only 1 base hit here in the contest. This is Jaden Johnson coming up there next. He is a second baseman. Johnson has got the only hit of the ball game so far. That was back in the third, came around to score a run. Also flew out to first base. Only other time up there. He's 1-2 tonight. 257 is his batting average. So a 4-0 ball game. Grand Island has got the lead here in the fourth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Ed Duncan, here's a breaking pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now 2-1 here to Johnson. Jordan Ramirez would be next. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be inside for a ball. It is now 2-1. Xander continues to work from the stretch here in the fourth inning, but nobody's on the base pads right now for GI Home Federal. Xander throws another one to the plate. That's going to be outside the strike zone. It just misses, and he walks him. So Grand Island now with a base runner at first base. That's going to be walk number 6. In the ball game now for Xander Schmidt. He's got 2 strikeouts and 6 walks in 3 2/3 innings. Had 9 walks the other night against Kearney in 7 innings of work. Jordan Ramirez comes up there next. He's reached on an error, scored a run, and also a base on balls as he hits that one towards center. Graham Schneider moves to his right to grab it, and the inning is over. So Jordan Ramirez will fly out to center field to end the inning, but Grand Island again comes up with 2 runs. 2 runs on no hits, 1 error, and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score, Grand Island 4, Hastings nothing.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field here tonight, American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS. Grand Island out on top of Hastings tonight, 4-0 is the score. We enter the bottom of the fourth inning. Our internet service here at the ballpark tonight, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net or you can give them a call at 866-756-4746. Graham Schneider, Pat Opperman, Ryan Bender, 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order coming up here. For Hastings, 5 points back to face Will Bombsberger and Grant Allen Home Federal. Opperman squares around the bunt and will take a strike here. Nothing and one. So Schneider leading off this fourth inning of play. He hit one back to the first baseman, Kyle Simons, back there in the first inning, so he's 0 for 1 tonight. Saw the night with a batting average of 265 on the season. Here comes the next pitch by Bombsberger. It's going to be outside for a ball. We're even up at 1-1. 4 runs, 1 hit, no errors for Grand Island. No runs, no hits, 4 errors. Hastings 5 points bank. As we play here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, next pitch is swung on and missed by Opperman. He's behind on the count of 1-2. Bombsberger has walked only one guy. That was back there in the first inning. He has struck out 6. Graham Schneider waiting on the next pitch here. It's going to be a breaking pitch that just misses, and the count is even up with 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Graham Schneider. So Hastings with 53 hits in 5 games over the weekend, and now we've gone the first 3 innings here without a base hit against Grand Island. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it is now 4-3. Hastings would just like to get a base runner. Do it any way possible here. As Schneider has got a full count here, he's walked 12 times so far this year. He has struck out a team-high 18 times. Next pitch is going to be down low, and he walks him. So there's a second walk in the ball game given up by Will Bombsberger. Heading down to first base on the play is going to be Graham Schneider. Schneider has got 7 stolen bases so far this year. Hastings, as a team, has got 38. Ryan Bender has got 9, and then Graham Schneider is next in line at 7. So Hastings with some speed now in the base pads, and the former Graham Schneider, he's down there at first base. Holding him on will be Kyle Simons, the first baseman for Grand Island. Coming to the plate will be Pat Opperman. He walked his first time up there in inning number 1. So Opperman comes in there from the right-hand side. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0. Up until now, that was 7 straight guys that Will Bombsberger had sent down in order. Here for Hastings, 5 points back until he gives up his second walk of the ball game to Graham Schneider. Now Opperman is going to try his luck for the second time tonight. He started the night with a batting average of 282. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. We had some problems with the home plate umpire the other night against Kearney. And now the hometown folks appear to be headed down the same road here tonight with this set of officials. As the umpire widens out the strike zone there, and the strike is called on Pat Opperman. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Opperman trying to crush that one and comes up empty. It's now 1-2. Base runner is down there at first base. That's Graham Schneider. Opperman is here at the plate. He has walked 16 times so far this year. He has struck out 10 times. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low, just misses. And the count is sitting at 2-2. Opperman with 24 base hits and 85 trips to the plate so far this year. 5 doubles, no triples, no home runs. He has driven home 18. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Bombsberger. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. That remains at 2-2. 4-0 is the score. Grand Island has got the lead over Hastings. And these two teams have played twice here in the month of June. Hastings winning by the score of 3-2. Grand Island winning by the score of 9-4. 4-0 here. Grand Island has got the lead. Next pitch is going to be down low and a little bit outside. And it's now 3-2. So the last two hitters have worked the count full here against Will Bombsberger. Hastings with a base runner on at first. That is Graham Schneider. Bombsberger working from the stretch. The lefty getting a good look over there at first base. Simons holding the base runner on, and now the pitcher Bombsberger steps off with the rubber. Going back to first base is going to be Schneider. Re-entering the batter's box here is going to be Pat Opperman. 3-2 the count with nobody out here in the fourth. Bombsberger looks in for the sign from his catcher Carlos Rodriguez. comes center of the mound, and now a timeout is called again by Opperman as he backs out of the batter's box. Rodriguez behind the plate. Simon's over there at first. Johnson is at second base. Waters at shortstop, and Keel Pena is your third baseman for GI. There's a throw over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Snyder. Out in the outfield for Grand Island, you've got Johnson over in left. Myers out in center. And Ramirez is out in right field. And now a balk is going to be called here. A balk is going to be called here on the pitcher, Will Bomsberger. And heading down to second base on the play is going to be Graham Schneider. Tino Martinez out of the first base dugout again for Grand Island to get an explanation from the base umpire. So a balk is going to be called here on Will Bomsberger. The runner heads down to a second base. That's Graham Schneider. And Tino is still wanting an explanation out there. He's in the grassy portion of the infield out near the pitcher's mound. Tino with a demonstration himself out there, but it did not appease the base umpire. And now Tino is on his way back to the first base dugouts. Trots over the foul line. So Graham Schneider is on at second base. Now the count is at 3-2 here on your batter, Pat Opperman, in the fourth. 4-0 is the score. Hastings is trailing in the ballgame, but trying to fight back here. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays outside, and now Hastings with a couple of base runners. Walks 2 and 3 in the ballgame now from Will Bomsberger, and they occur here in inning number 4. So here comes Ryan Bender coming up there next. So the first two batters here in the fourth have reached base. Thanks to a walk, Ryan Bender comes up there next. For Opperman, that is the 18th time that he has walked this season. Ryan Bender comes up there next. And there's a pitch that's going to be outside for another ball. So both of the first two hitters in this fourth inning of play worked the count full at 3-2. And now Ryan Bender, the second leading hitter in the team with a batting average of .341, strolls on the plate next. Fourth in the batting order here. Here comes the next pitch from Will Bomsberger. That's a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 here to Bender. Bender with 31 base hits and 91 trips to the plate. He has walked a team-high 25 times so far this year. He has struck out 16 times. The next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. So Bomsberger running into some problems here in the fourth inning. A couple of walks, and now he's behind the third hitter you have seen here, Ryan Bender. At 2-1. Here comes the next pitch way outside. 3-1. Nobody up and throwing for GI in the bullpen on the first base side. They've got 13 guys suited up for the ball game here tonight. The count is at 3-1 here to Ryan Bender. Bomsberger working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Letter high right on the outside corner. And for the third straight time here in this inning, the count is full at 3-2. Bender leads the team in triples, home runs, and RBIs. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield over into foul territory on the first base side. And now making the catch is going to be Kyle Simons, and he grabs it back into fair territory right behind the bag at first base. Makes kind of a unique grab there to record the out, but he gets the job done as Ryan Bender is going to fly out to the first baseman for the first out here in the fourth inning of play. Matt Karloff comes up there next. Karloff struck out his first time up there in inning number 2. So now there's two men on, one man out here in this fourth inning of play. And now we have got a conference on the mound here. The catcher, Carlos Rodriguez, goes out to join the conference. In addition to Bomsberger, the pitcher. Bomsberger is going to stay in there. Kirby Wells, again, the pitching coach and the assistant coach for GI Home Federal, trots back to the first base dugout. So Grand Island now looking for a double play ball here to get out of the inning. This is Matt Karloff coming to the plate for Hastings. 0-1 so far tonight. The pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. So Karloff is up there now for Hastings. He started the night with a batting average of 315. 0 for 1 so far in this ball game. 23 base hits and 74 trips to the plate. There's a ball hit towards second. Johnson has got it. He bobbles the ball. His throw over to first base is going to be in time. So Matt Karloff is thrown out on a play from second to first. Johnson should have had a double play right there. That was hit right to him at second base, waiting for the ball to get there, and then he bobbles it as it got into his glove. Could not go to second base. Went to first base instead, so now the runners advance one to second and third, and now there's two men out as Kyle Goldenstein comes up there next. G.I. should have been out of the inning right there with a double play, but Hastings gets new life here on the bobble by the second baseman Johnson. There's a ball tapped foul on the third base side. So now Hastings still looking for the first hit of the ball game. But they have got runners on in scoring position now at second and third base with two men out here in the fourth. Trailing in the ball game, a score of 4-0. Will Bombsberger working for his full windup now. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at 1-1 to Kyle Goldenstein. He went back to the pitcher's first time up there. Goldenstein has got 25 base hits and 80 trips to the plate so far this year. He knocks this one foul into the Hastings dugout again on the third base side. And the count is at 1-2. Hastings got their first two men on here in the fourth inning thanks to some free passes from Bombsberger. Nothing across the plate yet. And the count on Kyle Goldenstein is at 1-2. Here's the next pitch. A changeup. That's a called third strike, and Grand Island gets out of the inning. A strikeout there as Goldenstein goes down. That's the seventh strikeout of the ball game for Will Bombsberger. So after he gives up a couple of walks to start off the inning, he gets Bender to fly out to first base, Karloff to ground out to second, and he strikes out Kyle Goldenstein. And the inning is over for Hastings. They score no runs on no hits, no errors. They leave two. We go to the fifth inning of play with a score at Grand Island 4, Hastings nothing.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings with a golden opportunity right there in the fourth inning of play, getting their first two guys on, but Grand Island gets out of the inning with no damage done. And GI Home Federal has got a lead over Hastings Five Points Bank. The score is 4-0 as we head to the fifth inning of play. Xander Schmidt is going to stay out there for Hastings. He'll throw here in the fifth. We got numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for GI Home Federal coming up there. Chance Quilpaña, Carlos Rodriguez, and Kyle Simons here in inning number 5. So a great chance there for Hastings to get back into the ball game, but it goes awry as Kyle Goldenstein strikes out to end the inning. Caught looking on a third strike there. 7 strikeouts in the ball game for Bombsberger for Grand Island. He has now walked. He's walked 3 guys in the contest. He's given up no hits so far. Chance Quilpaña coming to the plate next. He is the third baseman so far. He has walked and he has grounded back to the pitcher. So he's 0-1 officially here in this ball game. Grand Island Home Federal now batting here in the fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on Chance Quilpaña. Grand Island scoring their runs, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth. 3 errors by Hastings in the third inning of play and 1 in the fourth. So 4 errors in the ballgame for Hastings. They occurred in the third and fourth innings. Ironically, Grand Island scores in those innings. They have got a 4-0 lead here over Hastings Five Points Bank in American Legion baseball action. The count here at the plate, no balls and two strikes. As the ball hit foul on the third base side. Count remains at zip and two on Chance Quilpaña. Chance so far has got 24 base hits and 69 trips to the plate. 16 singles. He's got 8 doubles, no triples, no home runs. He's driven home 21 runs for GI this year. 8 base on balls and 9 strikeouts. As the ball hit towards short, Reimer has got it. His throw to first base. That one is in time. So Chance Quilpaña is going to be thrown out of the play from short to first. That's the first out of the fifth inning. That brings up Carlos Rodriguez next, the catcher. He walked back there in the second inning of play and struck out in the third. So he's 0 for 1 so far tonight. Carlos Rodriguez, 18 base hits and 57 trips to the plate. He's got 14 singles and 4 doubles this year. No triples, no home runs, 18 RBIs. And the pitch from Xander Schmidt is a fastball. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher, Opperman. Trickles over here to the first base side. One ball and no strikes. Carlos Rodriguez batting here from the right-hand side. He's got 12 walks so far this year. He's struck out only 3 times. So Rodriguez, a swinger here in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. Grand Island has yet to go down in order in any inning so far in this ball game tonight. They've had a base runner each inning, 4 runs on the board, but they've got only 1 base hit themselves. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. There's 2 balls and 1 strike. Only hit of the ball game was Jaden Johnson back there in the third for GI. But Hastings plagued by 4 errors in the field so far. There's a ball hit off of the handle of the bat. Going back to shortstop. He makes a diving catch. Did he hang on to it? He did not. Will Reimer lays himself out there in shallow left field, and he cannot hang on to the ball. But that was a great effort there by the shortstop, Reimer. It was hit off of the handle of the bat there by Carlos Rodriguez. Reimer dives at the last minute. He had his hands on the glove, had a glove on the ball out there. As he was coming down, he lost it. And Carlos Rodriguez is going to be aboard here for GI Home Federal. So a great effort there by the shortstop, Will Reimer. GI with a base runner now. This is going to be ruled a base hit. A base hit for GI Home Federal. So their second hit of the ball game. Kyle Simons comes up there next. So a great effort by Will Reimer, but it goes for naught. As he can't hang on to the ball coming down the turf. Carlos Rodriguez gets aboard here with a single. A little blooper to left field. Second hit of the ball game for GI. And Kyle Simons comes up there next. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Saw the night with a batting average of 191. Rodriguez now takes his lead down there at first base. Ryan Bender holds him on. There goes the runner at first. The pitch is going to be down low. And the throw down there at second base. They have got him. A great throw down there by Pat Opperman. So Rodriguez gets aboard with a second base hit of the ball game, but then he is chopped down on the play by a great throw from the catcher, Pat Opperman, trying to steal second base. And now there's 2 men out here in the inning. Alan Simons has a count of no balls and 1 strike. That was a strike in there, called by the home plate umpire. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards center. Graham Schneider drifts to his right to grab the ball, and it's 3 up. 3 down, so to speak, for GI Home Federal here in this fifth inning of play as they catch Carlos Rodriguez attempting to steal down there at second base. No runs on 1 base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Grand Island 4, Hastings nothing.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field here tonight as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hastings trailing Grand Island by the score of 4-0 here in this one here tonight. Major League Baseball going on from the scoreboard in the American League is final now as the Angels beat the Baltimore Orioles by the score of 7-3. The final score in the Yankees over the Cleveland Indians tonight 6-4. The Red Sox over the Toronto Blue Jays 5-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, it is the Texas Rangers out on top of the Detroit Tigers by the score of 6-4. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Kansas City Royals leading the Tampa Bay Rays by a score of 5-2. Kansas City winning last night 8-0, and the Royals have the lead again tonight over Tampa Bay 5-2. End of the eighth inning, it is the Chicago White Sox leading Minnesota by a score of 3-0. Just getting started the middle of the second inning. No score between the Athletics and the Mariners. Which are the National League scores here in the second. Hastings coming to bat here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hastings still looking for their first base hit of the ball game here tonight. It's been a pretty good pitching performance by Will Bomsberger. He's went all the way here for GI. He has recorded 7 strikeouts in the ball game. He has walked 2 guys, actually 3 guys, 2 of them in the last inning. Blaine Gatz coming up to start off the fifth inning, and here's the pitch hit towards short. Waters scoops it up there. He goes over to first base, and that's going to be in time. Blaine Gatz, 1 pitch, retired in the play from short to first. So a short stint at the plate there by Blaine Gatz, and now we head to Will Reimer. Reimer is the shortstop. He is 0-1 tonight. He grounded to second base his first time up there. Started the day with a batting average of .277. Reimer's been hitting the ball fairly decent here the past couple of weeks. He's 26 out of 94 for the season as he takes a pitch there for a strike in the inside corner, 0-1. Reimer has walked 13 times. He has struck out 9 times. He's got 4 doubles for his extra base hits. No triples, no home runs. He's driven home 9 runs as he fouls away the next pitch on the first base side, and he's behind in the count here at no balls and 2 strikes. Grand Island Wells Fargo beating Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes in the opener tonight by a score of 13-2. The game stopped after 5 innings by the 10-run rule. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be down low. In fact, the ball actually hops to the catcher, Carlos Rodriguez. 1-2 the count now to Will Reimer. Carlos Rodriguez behind the plate with Will Bomsberger on the mound here for GI tonight. Kyle Simons and Jaden Johnson anchoring the right side in the infield. As the next pitch comes inside, and Reimer leans away from that one. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Left side of the diamond is Waters at shortstop, and Chance Quilpaña over there at the third base. Johnson, Meyer, and Ramirez out in the outfield from left to right. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's swung on, tapped towards second. Could be trouble. Charging, a throw to first base. Not in time. Jaden Johnson, the second baseman, trying to make the play in the ball there. A high chopper off of the grass right in front of the plate. Johnson charging at second base, trying to come down with it. Johnson grabs the ball, but not in time to catch Will Reimer down there at first base. Should be a base hit here for Hastings. Coming up is going to be Mason Spelnick. Spelnick is the second baseman. He struck out his first time up there. So Will Reimer gets aboard here for Hastings 5 points back. Spelnick takes a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Here comes the next one. It is swung on and missed. 1-1. They have not yet chalked up either an error or a base hit out there for Will Reimer. I assume that's going to go as a base hit, the first base hit of the ball game for Hastings in this ball game in the fifth inning. Next pitch by Bomsberger is swing and a miss. Spilnick way behind that one, and the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Looked as if Reimer was going there on the pitch, but he stays put at first base. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Mason Spilnick. Bomsberger working from the stretch. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's swinging a miss, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 8 in the ball game here for Will Bomsberger. Probably just made the kid mad. Gave up a base hit there. And now he comes back and strikes out Mason Spilnick. There's 2 men out now in the fifth inning of play, and Xander Schmidt comes up there next. He has struck out twice so far in the ball game, once in the first and once in the third. And he takes another strike here. It is nothing and one to Xander Schmidt. He started the day with a batting average of .358. No balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and the foul tap here at the plate. Nothing and two. So Xander Schmidt, behind in the count, he's got 34 base hits and 95 trips to the plate. Struck out 12 times so far this year. He has walked 5 times. Here comes the next pitch by Bomsberger, way outside in his swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 9 in the ball game, and the inning is over for Hastings. So they get their first base hit. They've put it up on the board, so a one-hitter thrown so far by Bomsberger. As we head to the sixth inning of play, Hastings scores no runs, one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the sixth with a score, Grand Island 4, Hastings nothing.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Back here again tomorrow night. Seward going to be in town to take on Hastings. A single seven-inning ball game. 8 o'clock starting time here at Duncan on the air with the pregame show with head coach Steve Illingworth at 7:45 tomorrow night. Hastings and Seward. And this weekend, Hastings on the road. They'll play in the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln. Annual pre-July 4th tournament that they have each and every year. That's a tough tournament, too. You'll be seeing some tough teams. They'll play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln before coming home with a homestand next week. Into the National League baseball scores, Major League stuff here. Final score in the Reds over the Brewers tonight by a score of 4-3. The Phillies beat the Pirates by a score of 5-4. Final score in, the Atlanta Braves beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-1. Final score, the Cardinals over the Marlins 5-2. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Cubs now leading the Mets by a score of 4-3. Bottom of the seventh, it's the Astros 5 and the Padres 1. Bottom of the fifth inning, it's the Nationals leading the Rockies by a score of 9-4. And out west, top of the second inning, no score between the Dodgers and the Giants. Get you up to date on the Major League Baseball scores here tonight. Grand Island now batting here in the top half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Bottom third of the order, there's a fly ball. Goldenstein out in right field, but going back to second baseman Spilnick, and he makes the catch. That was off of the bat of Alec Waters, the shortstop, as he flies out to the second baseman officially, Mason Spilnick. That's going to bring up Bo Johnson next. Johnson has walked 2 times so far tonight. He has scored 1 run. Xander Schmidt has walked 6 guys here in the ballgame. As he goes to work here on Bo Johnson, there's a strike thrown by Xander, nothing and one. Grant Allen's got only 2 hits themselves. Hastings got 1 hit. The difference in the ballgame so far, 4 errors. There's a tamper out here, the short. Will Reimer, nope, it's going to be cut off by Gantz. He's throwing the first base in time to catch him by a half a step. Left side of the diamond, Blaine Gantz came charging in. And he cuts off Will Reimer, and Gantz makes the play on the grassy portion of the infield as he gets it over to Ryan Bender to record the out. Nice play there by Gantz at third. So 2 up, 2 down for Grand Island here in the sixth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Tanner Meyer next. He is a center fielder. He is 0 for 2 tonight. He is struck out in the second inning of play and grounded out in the fourth. Xander Schmidt again goes to work. Here comes the pitch to the play. It's going to be outside and down low. 1-0 the count. Boy, Xander has been in some tough ball games the last 2 weeks. He threw last Wednesday in that heartbreak loss to Kearney Runza last Wednesday night. In 8 innings, Next pitch can be fouled into the seats here. And the count is at 1-1. Xander threw 7 innings, 7 of the 8 against Kearney. Gave him 3 runs and 4 base hits, struck out 4 and walked 9 a week ago. Ryan Bender came on to throw the 8th inning and was saddled with a loss. There's a swing and a miss. Going after an outside pitch there was Tanner Meyer. And now Meyer is behind in the count here at 1-2. 2 men out for Grand Island here in the 6th. Home Federal leading Hastings 5 points bank by a score of 4-0 here in this one. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. And Tanner Meyer is caught looking on a called 3rd strike. Strikeout for Hastings. And their pitcher is Xander Schmidt. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Schmidt. A 1-2-3 inning here for the first time tonight. Grand Island, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 6th with a score. Grand Island 4, Hastings nothing.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Our internet service tonight here at the ballpark, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net. Or you can call 866-756-4746. Grand Island, 4 runs, 2 hits, no errors. Hastings, no runs, 1 hit, 4 errors. Hastings batting now here in the 6th inning of play, trying to get back into the ballgame. Hastings had a golden opportunity back there in the 4th. Had the first 2 guys on, nobody out. And then Grand Island sends Bender on a fly out. Karloff on a ground out. Kyle Goldenstein on a strikeout. And our hopes for scoring any runs over there in the 4th. Hastings had a base runner in the 5th and could not score. So here we go in the 6th inning of play with numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. Snyder is behind the count of no balls and 1 strike. Will Bombsberger is throwing a pretty good ball game tonight for Grand Island. There's a ball hit right to first base. Simons grabs the ball right on the foul line, goes over and touches the bag, and records the first out here in the 6th. Graham Snyder is going to ground out to the first baseman, 3 unassisted there as Simons makes a nice play on the ball right on the foul line. Goes over and touches the bag for the first out. Pat Opperman comes up there next. Opperman, he is not an official at bat here tonight. He's walked both times up there. Bombsberger has got 9 strikeouts and he's got 3 walks. 2 of them have occurred to Pat Opperman. Opperman started the day with a batting average of .282. Club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. And the first pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count to Pat Opperman. Hastings needing some base runners here. Trailing 4-0 here in the contest. Opperman has now got 18 walks this season. As he waits on the next pitch, there's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Bombsberger, and the count is at 1-1. So 18 walks here for Opperman this year. He has struck out 10 times. 24 base hits and 85 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that just misses outside. And the count is at 2-1 here to Opperman. Ryan Bender will follow him, and then Matt Karloff is in the hole. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Bombsberger working from the full windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. And it is now 3-1. So Bombsberger walked a guy in the 1st inning, and he walked 2 guys in the 4th. Lead off the inning. Other than that, he's given up 1 base hit. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, hit to Johnson at 2nd. He scoops it up, bobbles the ball, and he's going to be safe at first base. It's So Pat Opperman is going to be aboard here in the air on the second baseman, Jaden Johnson. That was a routine ground ball there to Johnson at second. That should have been an easy out over there at first base, and Johnson just took his eyes off of it there, and it bobbled out of his gloves. That's the first error of the ball game chalked up on GI Home Federal. So we'll see if Hastings can do anything with it here in the sixth inning of play. Base runner is on as Opperman is on at first base. Ryan Bender comes to the plate next. Bender has popped one to the first baseman and has struck out once. There's a fastball. It gets away from the catcher, Carlos Rodriguez, and heading down to second base on the play is going to be Opperman. So a fastball there on the catcher, Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch was inside on Ryan Bender, so the count is at one ball and no strikes. Now Hastings has got a base runner on in scoring position at second in the form of Opperman. Baumsberger working from the stretch here. Ryan Bender looking for his first base hit in this ball game here tonight. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike here to Ryan Bender, second leading hitter in the ball club here for Hastings, 5 points. He's also walked a team high 25 times here this year. 1-1 the count here. Baumsberger looking at second base. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. Ramirez drifting over to the line. He's going to make the catch out there. Runner is going to tag at second base. Opperman is on his way to third. The throw is not going to be in time. Right on the money. Good throw there by Ramirez, the right fielder. Right on the money there, but sliding under the tag is going to be Opperman. So he moves over to third base on the play. Ryan Bender flies out to right field for the second out of the sixth inning. And now Hastings has their first run of the ball game just 90 feet away in the form of Pat Opperman. This is Matt Karloff coming up there next. Karloff struck out in the second, grounded out in the fourth. So he is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Karloff started the day with a batting average of .315. He's got 23 base hits and 73 trips to the plate. So now Baumsberger again will work from the stretch. This time a runner is behind him at third base. There's two men out for Hastings, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Matt Karloff. He has walked 13 times so far this year. He has struck out 15 times. Four doubles, no triples, no home runs. 14 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be down low. Scooped up out of the dirt there by Carlos Rodriguez. And the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. Kyle Goldenstein would be next. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. They are trailing 4-0. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. Now the count of 2 balls and 1 strike on Karloff. So Matt Karloff trying to get the job done here. Looking to drive in his 15th run of the season with a little base hit here. Get Hastings on the scoreboard. 2-1 the count. Here comes the pitch by Baumsberger. That's going to be outside. Karloff wanted to pull the trigger and did not. And now the count is in his favor at 3 balls and 1 strike. Goldenstein, Gatz, and Reimer in order here, following Matt Karloff. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. He's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. And now Hastings with runners on at first and third base. That's going to be walk number 4 in the ball game, given up there by Will Baumsberger. He stays out there. No action down there in the bullpen yet for Grand Island. Kyle Goldenstein comes up there next. There's two men out for Hastings here in the sixth. Goldenstein hit one back to the pitcher in the second inning, and then he struck out in the fourth. Goldenstein was up there in the fourth inning when Hastings had runners on at second and third base, and he struck out the end of the inning. Now he's back out there again here in the sixth inning. I assume we're going to see maybe Karloff going here at first base. He'll be trying to pick off second base here. Moving to scoring position. Got a good lead over there at first. He faced the steal, and the ball's going to be popped up by Goldenstein. Second baseman going out on the edge of the grass, and then calling him off and making the catch out there is Tanner Meyer, the center fielder, and the inning is over. So for the second straight time, Kyle Goldenstein ends the inning. First time was in the fourth inning on a strikeout, and he ends the sixth inning of play with runners on in scoring position. Here the sixth as he flies out to Tanner Meyer, and the inning is over for Hastings. No runs on, no base hits. One error on Grand Island. Two men left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score. Grand Island 4, Hastings nothing.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care. where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field as we head to inning number 7 here tonight. Grand Island Home Federal with only two base hits, but they got the lead over Hastings. It is 4-0. Hastings with a disaster in inning numbers 3 and 4 here tonight. They had three errors in the third inning that led to two Grand Island runs. They had one more error in the fourth inning that led to two more runs for GI. Grand Island playing all four of their runs there in the third and fourth innings, and that's been the story so far. 4-0 is the score. Hastings is trailing here in the ballgame. So coming up here for Grand Island in the seventh inning of play, you're going to have the top of the order. Xander Schmidt stays out there for Hastings. Xander's got three strikeouts in the ballgame. He has walked six times. And Hastings can ill afford to give up any more runs here in the seventh inning of play with another chance to bat here in the last half of an inning. Xander Schmidt has gone all the way here for Hastings as he throws a pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Will Bomsberger, the left-hander, up there for GI Home Federal on top of the order here. Xander working from the full windup. Here's the next pitch hit right to Gantz at third base, and he reaches out to glove and snags it out there. A hard hit shot right to the, that's why they call it the hot corner, as a Blaine Gantz reaches out there with his left hand and snags the ball for the first out. So Will Bomsberger lines out to the third baseman, Blaine Gantz. So there's one man out, and here comes Jaden Johnson up there next. Great play there by Gantz at third base. Johnson, the second baseman, comes up there. And we'll take a swing and a miss here. Nothing and one to Jaden Johnson so far tonight in this ball game. He has popped one back to the first baseman. He has got a single. He has scored a run. He has also walked here in the ball game. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Nothing and two. Xander Schmidt shows no signs of weakening here as we head to the seventh inning. He threw seven innings last week against Kearney. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up, and it gets out of play behind us. Got remains and no balls and two strikes. Back in the air with American Legion baseball action tomorrow night. Seward going to be in town to take on Hastings. A single seven-inning ball game beginning at 8, 7:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. There's the ball hit to Reimer. It's short. He charges. He gets it over the first. That's in time. Two up, two down. Jaden Johnson is retired in the play from short to first base. That's going to bring up Jordan Ramirez next. He's the right fielder. Ramirez walked in the first inning, reached on an error in the third, scored a run, and he flew out to center field. So he is 0 for 2 so far tonight with one walk as he comes up there now in the seventh with two men out. Grand Island again out on top of a score of 4-0. Here's a breaking pitch thrown by Xander Schmidt that just misses. No, it's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Ramirez. He started the day with a batting average of .352. Xander in his full windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside. In fact, it hits him. That's the first hit batter of the ball game that we have seen tonight. As Ramirez will get a free pass as he heads down to first base. Chance Quiopana coming up there next. He is the third baseman. Quiopana has grounded back to the pitcher. He has walked and he is grounded to shortstop here in the ballgame. So he's 0 for 2 so far tonight with a walk.
enters the right-hand batter's box is Chance Quiopana. Waits on the pitch here from Xander, and a swing and a miss. A foul tap here at the plate. Just got a little piece of that one. No balls and one strike. So Jordan Ramirez is your base runner now at first base. Ryan Bender will hold him on defensively for Hastings. 2 men out for Grand Island here in the seventh. Chance Quiopana waiting here at the plate. As Xander works in the stretch, there's a throw to first base. They have him picked off. A throw down to second base, and they have got him down there at second. Jordan Ramirez leading the wrong way as Xander Schmidt picks him off as he gets the ball to Ryan Bender. Ramirez took off for second base to throw down there, and Will Reimer applies the tag, and he is picked off 1-3-6. That ends the inning here for Grand Island. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Grand Island 4, Hastings nothing.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
So a nice play there by Hastings to get out of this seventh inning of play. Xander Schmidt picking a guy off at first base. So Xander goes seven innings tonight so far. Gives up 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, 6 walks, 1 hit batter, and gives up 4 runs. 4 runs, a product of 4 errors in the field here for Hastings in innings 3 and 4. Now Hastings with a chance to get back into the ball game here in the seventh inning, the bottom of the seventh, the final at bat here for Hastings Five Points Bank. And we've got the bottom third of the order coming up. Blaine Gatz, Will Reimer, and Mason Spilnick. Will Bombsberger, he has struck out 9 Hastings batters, and he has walked 4, giving up only 1 base hit in the ball game. As he goes to work here in the seventh inning of play, and he throws a strike to Blaine Gatz. Gatz, he struck out of the second inning of play, and he grounded out in the fifth, so he's 0 for 2. 286 was his batting average coming in here. He takes a big whack at that one, swinging for the fence, and he comes up with air. No balls and 2 strikes here to Blaine Gatz. Gatz playing at third base here tonight defensively. There's a swing, and he sends on out to left field. Bo Johnson, the left fielder, comes on and he makes the catch. So Blaine Gatz flies out to left field, the first man out here in the seventh inning of play. Will Reimer comes up there next. Reimer's got a base hit. They hit one to a second base. A little high chopper, and that's the only hit of the ballgame that Hastings has gotten so far here in this contest. He fouls away this pitch in the first base dugout. Occupied by GI Home Federal. He falls behind, nothing and one. Reimer 1 for 2 so far tonight. He grounded out his other time up there in the third. Saw the night with a batting average of .277. Bombsberger again, rocks and fires. This one comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Coming up, we'll name our player of the game, and we've got the coach's post-game show yet to come here at Duncan Field. Next pitch is going to be way outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Carlos Rodriguez, back to the screen. No damage done. Nobody on the base pads. 2 balls and 1 strike here. Both pitchers have thrown extremely well here in the ball game here tonight. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. That one's going to be swung on. A high pitch thrown there, but going around with it is Reimer. And the count is now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will Reimer, the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Will Bombsberger. Hit off of the handle of the bat, left side of the diamond. Picked up there by Waters. It's short. His throw to first base. Not in time. Will Reimer, he's got good wheels. He gets down the line in a hurry there. Waters had to make the throw deep in the hole there at shortstop, and he couldn't make the play on the ball at first base, so Will Reimer gets the board. That's going to be ruled a base hit for Reimer. So that's the second hit of the ball game for Hastings, and both hits from Will Reimer tonight. Hastings with some life here in the seventh inning. They got a man on, one man out, and Mason Spilnett comes up there next. He has struck out twice tonight, once in the third, once in the fifth. Here's a throw to the plate, swung on and missed. Spilnick starts the day with a batting average of .232, batting in the number 9 position here tonight. Spilnick has walked 3 times. He has now struck out 11 times for Hastings, 5 points. Reimer, your base runner at first. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Rodriguez, and trotting down to second base on the play is going to be Will Reimer. So Hastings now with a man on in scoring position at second base, but Hastings needing 4 runs to continue this ball game here in the bottom half of the seventh. Grand Island with a lead, 4-0. The count here on Mason Spilnick is a 1-1. Xander Schmidt would be next. Bombsberger looking at the runner at second base, offers another one up to the plate. That one's going to be lined in the fence on the first base side. The count is at 1-2. A pass ball will keep Hastings out of a possible double play here as Mason Spilnick works here at the plate. Bombsberger gets a fresh baseball. He comes set on the mound now with a count of 1-2. Reimer, your base runner at second. Next pitch is going to be in there for a called third strike. Spilnick knew it. He turns and heads back to the third base dugout as he strikes out for the third time here tonight. That's strikeout number 10 in the contest now for the pitcher for Grand Island, Will Bombsberger. So now there's 2 men out here in the seventh inning of play. And now the top of the order comes up there in Xander Schmidt. He has struck out 3 times himself here in the top of the order. He takes a whack at that one, and he's swinging a miss. No balls and 1 strike. So Spilnick has struck out 3 times. Xander Schmidt has struck out 3 times. Bombsberger has got 10 for the ball game. There's a little tapper out in front of the plate, and it comes foul. So it's now no balls and 2 strikes. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Grand Island Home Federal leading Hastings 5 points bank, 4-0. The rubber match of the series between Grand Island and Hastings here tonight. Final at-bat for Hastings 5 points bank. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Bombsberger. That's a swing and a miss. He strikes out. And the ball game is over. That's 11 strikeouts for Will Bombsberger as he strikes out 2 guys here in the seventh inning of play. And the ball game is over as Grand Island Home Federal beats Hastings 5 points bank tonight. Final score of 4-0. Will Bombsberger going to be your winning pitcher for Grand Island here tonight. Xander Schmidt will be a tough, hard-luck loser here tonight. Home Federal scores 4 runs on just 2 base hits. 1 error, 5 men left on base. Hastings scores no runs on 2 hits. They commit 4 errors, and they leave 7 men on base. Hastings is now 15-19 on the season. Grand Island improves to 16-9. In the final score, Grand Island Home Federal 4, Hastings nothing. Back with a recap after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider. Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Grand Island Home Federal knocks off Hastings Five Points Bank tonight by a score of 4-0. Hastings could not get the offense cranked up here tonight against Will Bombsberger, who threw an outstanding ball game tonight. Gives up no runs, two hits, 11 strikeouts, only four walks in the ball game. Bombsberger will be the winning pitcher. Xander Schmidt for the second straight start, a tough hard lock loss here tonight. He's now 1-2. Goes all seven innings, gives up two hits, three strikeouts, six walks, one hit batter, gives up the four runs. Grand Island taking advantage of four errors in the third and fourth innings tonight by Hastings, and that was enough as they scored four runs to beat Hastings Five Points Bank tonight by a score of 4-0. Hastings had only two hits in the contest, both hits coming from their number eight hitter in the batting order. That was Will Reimer, come up with a couple of singles, but Hastings dropping one to Grand Island Home Federal tonight by the score of 4-0. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our postgame report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at hastingstribune.com.
In Grand Island, Home Federal knocks off Hastings Five Points Bank tonight. Final score of 4-0. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Two guys really stand out for our Player of the Game honors. We'll come back and tell you about that right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite little league and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Husker's a national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank. First of all, the pitcher, Xander Schmidt. He goes out and throws a two-hitter tonight and loses by a score of 4-0. Xander Schmidt, seven innings pitched, gives up two hits, three strikeouts, six walks, one hit batter, gives up the four runs. He'll be our player of the game tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank. Also, receiving honors will be Will Reimer. He had the two base hits for Hastings on a couple of singles in the fifth and the seventh innings, but Hastings unable to push anything across the plate as they lose to Grand Island Home Federal tonight by a score of 4-0. So Will Reimer, Xander Schmidt are players of the game tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online, hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on Hastings' link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back at Duncan Field, Grand Island Home Federal knocks off Hastings 5 points bank tonight by a score of 4-0 as head coach Steve Ellingworth joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, they, you know, getting tougher than that. You throw a two-hitter out there and you lose the ball game. Tough one.
Yeah, X has thrown two great games in a row, and tonight he was pitching really well. He's an excellent pitcher with runners on base. He gets tougher in that situation. Pitches a two-hitter, you're going to win that 95% of the time. Unfortunately, tonight he went up against Grand Island's ace, Will Bomsberger, who pitched lights out also and gave up two hits. So pitcher's duel, it's just we made some errors in a bunch there, and that cost us, you know, that was the ball game.
What was why was Bomsberger so tough out there tonight?
Well, you know, he can locate pretty well. He changes speeds well. He's just a savvy pitcher. You can tell his experience. I'm pretty sure he was the starting pitcher last summer in the state championship game against Creighton Prep over in Grand Island. And, you know, he's seasoned. He's been there. He knows how to move the ball around. He's got velocity. And so our hats are off to him. He pitched a great game, and tonight he beat us.
We had 53 hits in five games over the weekend in the Kearney-Grand Island tournament. I think we jinxed the team. We come up with two here tonight.
Yeah, I was bragging about, you know, the hits, but we did not face a pitcher of the caliber of the GI pitcher tonight in that tournament. He's their number one. It's pretty obvious he's their number one. And, you know, they saved him for tonight. We pitched X tonight. It was a Cornhusker League game, and Grand Island is still in the hunt for the Cornhusker West Championship, so they brought out their best.
Hastings, boy, just two innings, really, the third and fourth innings. We commit four errors, threw the ball around in those two innings, and that was just enough. You give a good team like Grand Island some chances, and they're going to kill you.
Yeah, and I told Dave Ellingworth, my third base coach, I said, this could be a 2-1, 1-0, 3-2 game. I said, you know, if we get anybody on, we got to bunt them over. We got to play small ball just to get a couple runs because that could win the game. Unfortunately, I didn't foresee the errors, and, you know, in the end, that was the difference.
Yeah, the errors are probably routine at this point in time. A couple of throws down from the catcher that you missed down there at the second base, and things that we should have under our belts 33 games in. Huh?
Yeah, and, you know, the young man that made the errors, he's been so solid for us. That was just a bad night for him, and he's played great second. You know, he's played great infield for us. So, you know, I'm not faulting him on that. That happens to every player at every level. They have a night like that, and nobody feels worse than he does. And tomorrow he's going to be lights out, I guarantee you. So it's just one of those things. I had a tough night, and that's the way it was.
So a couple of hard losses, once to Kearney last week and now to Grand Island this week. And nice thing about baseball, hey, we just hop back on the diamond tomorrow night and play a pretty good Seward team.
Yeah, tomorrow's another day. I think Seward ended up in the Class B top 10. So, you know, they'll be a decent ball club, and we'll come out and rebound, hopefully, and get a W tomorrow night and get ready for that tournament, because we have a really tough draw this weekend in Lincoln and the Peterson tournament. And so we got to play well tomorrow night to get ready for that.
How do we play tomorrow night with a tough competition this weekend and probably a chance to play a lot of games this weekend?
Well, I'm not sure who I'm going to pitch, because in that tournament this weekend we play Lincoln East, which was a top 10 high school team. We play Papio South, which just won that tournament in Omaha during the College World Series. They went 7-0. They're always solid. We play Lincoln Southeast again, and we play Elkhorn South. So with that lineup facing us on Friday and Saturday, I'm not sure if what we're going to do tomorrow night pitching-wise. It might be a committee-type thing that looks more like a bullpen than a guy that we put out there that goes seven innings.
All right, so a tough one here tonight. And like we said, a nice thing is you get back on the diamond tomorrow night. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's Steve Ellingworth, the head coach for Hastings 5 points back. Again, it was a 4-0 loss to Grand Island Home Federal here tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
So Home Federal scores four runs on just two base hits, one error. They leave five men on base. Hastings scores no runs on two hits. They commit four errors in the third and fourth innings, and that was the difference. They leave seven men on base. Grand Island Home Federal wins it by the score of 4-0. They win the series with Hastings 2-1 this year. Will Bombsberger, the winning pitcher for Grand Island, Xander Schmidt, takes the loss for Hastings. Xander is now 1-2 on the season. Hastings, they will drop to 15 wins and 19 losses on the season. Grand Island Home Federal is now 16-9. Hastings will play Seward tomorrow night. Right back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. We'll be here. Coverage begins at 7:45 tomorrow night. Pre-game show with head coach Steve Illingworth. First pitch will be at 8 o'clock. Again, Grand Island Home Federal wins it tonight over Hastings 5 points back. The final score of 4-0 from our producer and engineer back to the radio station, Don Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling for construction, carpentry, siding, roofing, additions, concrete, drywall, and painting. Call Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 469-8551. You've been listening to Hastings 5 Points Bank Baseball, an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Streaming at HastingsLink.com.